to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
And this is episode 121.
I sense a little Valentine still in your voice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think that's just you picking up on some vibes.
Oh, okay. Or maybe you're tossing them out. You don't even know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, true. Yeah,
it's just that's smooth sexiness.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's Valentine's Day or not. I always would like to be smooth. You know? I always want to give off a good vibe. You know, a smooth vibe.
Sure.
So, you know, lots of things I wanted to mention that I didn't mention last week.
Right.
Well, first off, this is just in relation to the last episode, the Valentine's Day episode, Slow Jams.
Okay.
I was wrong about Europa, the song Europa. It actually is originally by Santana.
Carlos Santana.
Or as I've heard it pronounced, Santana.
Santana, right, yeah. right. Which I think is a more accurate pronunciation. Yeah.
And so Gatto Barbieri did a cover of it, and that was sort of his most well-known song, was doing the cover of Santana.
Santana.
Yeah, of Europa. Europa. So, anyway, I wanted to mention that, you know, I recently did a big update of track listing stuff on you know, legacymusichour.com.
Okay.
There's every 10 episodes I update it with new information I've gathered about composers and stuff like that, and so I did a big update on a lot of episodes, so a lot of information has changed. And I don't know, for anybody who cares about that sort of thing, that stuff, there's been more corrections and things like that. I wanted to give a thank you to Nick Calata, or Calata, no, I'm just kidding, for who's been actually helping me out a lot with that stuff. He's really good at contacting composers and verifying things.
I see.
So, and also looking into, just looking all over the place for information. So
sure.
He's been contributing a lot. And also our friend Kelly has been helping a lot with some translation stuff, some Japanese to English translation stuff.
Oh, Kelly Services?
Yeah, Kelly Services. Yeah, exactly. Nice. He's been servicing me.
Okay.
And that's been very helpful. So thank you to Kelly Services. In case anybody has joined us late in this podcast, every time we update the track listings,
right,
it republishes it, and it makes it look like on the feed, it makes it look like it came out on the date that it's updated.
Right.
So on iTunes or wherever you get your feed, it looks like the episodes just came out, but they didn't, though. You can see the original post date on legacymusichour.com. That's right. Where you can find the original post date.
I believe if you subscribe as well, it'll just...
Well, yeah. If you subscribe, you'll get them the day it comes out, and then it won't re-update it on your thing. But if you're downloading them now, it's going to look like they're recent. But all of you should know, if you are new to the show, that our first episode came out in 2010. We've been doing it every week without fail. Since then. So, what else? On a couple episodes ago, so on the one with Jonah Ray, I said Ghouls and Ghosts was Junko Tamiya. I don't know why I said that. I mean, it wasn't, though. I confused for some reason. I was thinking of Strider, the game Strider, which Junko Tamiya did, but it's actually Tamayo Kawamoto. So, just wanted to mention that.
I see.
He was kind of wrong and kind of right about I'm Too Old for This, you know, from Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
He said, I'm getting too old for this. The first time they say it, or Danny Glover says it, I looked into it, is he says, I'm too old for this. Then it changes later to, I'm getting too old for this. So it's kind of both. I just wanted to put that out there, too.
Uh-huh.
We got a text from a Canadian area code. That's all. That's as much as I would be able to identify this comment. But they mentioned that, you know, this person was really into Three Ninjas Kickback,
right?
And was quite familiar with the movie soundtrack, and pointed out that the track that I played from Three Ninjas Kickback was actually adapted from, or at least part of it was adapted from the movie.
Right.
So that was not a legal track.
That means you played an illegal track, Brent.
Like I just said, I played an illegal track.
Which goes against the rules, which goes against the very fabric of what you and I have built.
That's true.
Unbelievable, Brent.
That's true.
Dan, you know, this is what, the second time you've done this.
Also, he wanted to point out that the kids are half Japanese, but then I started looking into the movie myself.
Yes.
And I've come to the conclusion that they're quarter Japanese.
Quarter Japanese?
Yeah, because their grandfather is Japanese or whatever or something, you know? Or he's supposed to, I don't know actually if he's been Japanese, but he's Asian, you know?
Okay.
He could be Chinese actually, because I'm thinking it's an actor that normally is Chinese actually. Anyway, whatever. But the point is they were Asian and they weren't quite white.
Not kids. Quite white.
They're not
kids.
Quite white. So the Asiatic, you know, influence in that piece is not as incongruous as Jonah had pointed out.
They're not quite,
but they definitely look white. They look like straight up white boys.
Okay.
All right. I wanted to talk about the this picture, right?
Right.
So there's this picture that I came across on the Video Game Music Preservation Foundation VGMPF. Okay. .com, and they've been supportive of our show, and they have a lot of useful information, and the guy Nick, who I mentioned earlier, contributes a lot to that site.
Right.
And I found this picture there of these five Capcom composers. They're all female composers, and I was really fascinated with this photo. It was taken in 1990, and I just was so fascinated with it, so I wanted to share that, and we put it up on Facebook. And just to share this photo, because it's a really neat photo, and you just see all these girls. And we talked about this before, or you know, Sentimental and San Gabriel had mentioned, you know, does the thought of you know, young Japanese girls on computers in the 80s
right.
make you cry or something
right,
like that?
Right.
And then you asked why would it make me cry, and he said because it's so beautiful, you know. And I thought that this picture, even though it was 1990, was sort of very much kind of captured that's the spirit of that sentiment, you know, I thought, you know. And so I was really, I can't stop looking at the photo, actually. It's really a neat thing to look at that, you know.
Right.
And so, I don't know, it's got five composers, and those composers are Kumi Yamaga and Manami Matsume, this is from Left to Right, who did the original Mega Man. And I think that's just so neat that it's this young, cute girl who did Mega Man, like this iconic, you know, soundtrack
right.
to a video game. And then Tamayo Kawamoto, Harumi Fujita, and Junko Tamiya, who's just a genius, and she's all the way on the other side of the picture. You know, she did all these great soundtracks that I really like. And I just think it's a great, cool picture. And so you should check that out on our Facebook page, you know? Because it's I don't know. I just can't stop looking at it. It's just so neat, you know.
It's a great look into the history.
Yeah, yeah. And to know that, and to think that all these composers, these young female composers are churning out this incredible music.
Right.
You know, and they're all these cute girls. You know. You know, I just think that's really neat. You know.
All good right. find, Brent.
Yeah. Well, and actually, I think the person who really found it was this guy. I have a feeling, I'm not sure, but I think this guy, the guy Nick, actually found it actually on Manami Matsume's Facebook page, I think. Very enchanting. Very enchanting.
Nice.
And perhaps that's why I try to sound smooth.
Oh, okay.
No.
It all comes full.
Yeah. That's why I was trying to sound, yeah, circle. Shh. So, okay, well, that's about it, I think. Anything on your end here?
No, I'm ready to jump into this free play.
Yeah, okay, so this is a free play episode. We normally do it every 10 episodes, but we're doing it now because just timing-wise. And anyway, episode 121, I guess that means I'm starting it off.
Absolutely.
That's the first time I've ever started off a free play because it's always on an even episode.
Oh, meaning, you're right.
So this is a real first.
Well, let me just say it's a large responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And you may be feeling excited,
uh-huh.
nervous.
Yeah, I am.
A bit agitated.
Yeah, yeah.
Just take a deep breath.
Yeah, I'm pissed.
Know that this is going to set the tone for the rest of the episode.
Okay. So. All right. Well, you know what? I mean, I guess I kind of already tried to set this tone with a sort of smooth, kind of tone earlier, right?
Okay.
I think this track will fall in line with that. This is a kind of smooth track, I'd say. It's from Thrash Rally for the Neo Geo.
Oh, Neo Geo style.
Yeah, Neo Geo style. And so this is the composers on this are Hideki Yamamoto and Hiroaki Shimizu. And we're going to hear round three, Acropolis. This is the level that takes place in Greece. Okay, this is a racing game, you know. And yeah, this has just got some, this is a really good, just smooth piece of music that I almost picked for the Neo Geo episode, but I ended up picking a different one instead.
Right.
So yeah, this is music from Thrash Rally here on the Legacy Music Hour. From Thrash Rally for the Neo Geo, music by Hideki Yamamoto and Hiroaki Shimizu. And this is round three, Acropolis, Greece. Smooth.
Way to get it going.
Yeah, I love this piece, huh?
Oh, love this, yeah.
It's smooth, too. But not a slow jam, though. You know what I mean?
No, no, no.
It's not a slow jam, but it's smooth jam.
It's a smooth jam.
It's a smooth jam.
Definitely.
Yeah. But just... This is just great. I like this chord change right here.
Oh, Sega logo.
Huh?
Sega logo.
What'd you say?
That's the Sega logo.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Sega. I like that very much as well.
Yeah. Anyway, nice track.
I think if Keith Apicary heard that track, his head would explode.
Oh,
Neo
that's right.
Geo and Sega Genesis.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to start off with a track that I have been sitting on since 2011. I went back through my list of tracks here.
Okay.
And there's a few of them. This is one of them from 2011. This is Man Overboard, Sega Genesis.
Okay.
Composer Sound Images.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get it going.
Okay. We'll be right back.
There's a track from Man Overboard, and that is a Sega Genesis title. It's got an 80s vibe to it. Mm. If we ever did an episode that was 80s.
I mean, that's easy. It's a lot of 80s. It's all 80s, pretty much. I mean, it kind of all sounds... Even the stuff that came out in the 90s sounds 80s, yeah.
Well, should we do an episode?
Maybe. We'll bring it up at the next committee meeting.
Oh, at the next council town hall?
Yeah, at the next town hall, yeah.
Okay.
Here's a track from that I discovered when we were looking at. I can't remember now if it was board games or yeah, it must have been board games or TV show. I don't know. No, it must have been the board games episode actually. So this is from the board games episode, I think. But this is a track. This is a game called Eugene No Furi Furi Girls. Okay.
Okay.
And this is music composed by T. Hagiwara. This is a Super Famicom game, a Japanese release only. This is called Unused Song 6. And it's kind of mellow. It's also kind of sweet, too.
Sweet, you said?
Sweet and mellow.
Okay.
All right. Music from Eugene No Furi Furi Girls. Furi Girls, music by T. Hagiwara. This is Unused Song 6. Like I said, it's mellow.
It's mellow,
it's
but
sweet.
At certain points, it almost reminds me of organ music at a baseball game or some type of major league sporting event.
Okay, yeah, I know, yeah. I don't know, there's something about, I don't know what it is about this, but something just makes me feel a little melancholy, but not totally, you know?
Not totally. Okay.
Comforting, but sad at the same time, a little bit. Something about the chord changes, you know? This one especially, in the beginning here. I don't know, the way it resolves back to the first phrase. I think there's just something, there's a sweetness to this track. I also think it has something to do with that there's no other instruments except for the organ or whatever it is, you know?
Right.
Or there's no drums or anything like that, you know?
I'm going to go with Yu Yu Hakusho Gaiden, which we heard from in the last episode.
That's true.
And I was sitting on that soundtrack since August of last year.
Okay.
And I thought this track would be very nice. So, here we go. Thank you. Kusho Gaiden. There is a track for you, and that is from Composer Unknown. Mm-hmm. Beautiful little number there.
It's nice.
Does this make you feel sad at all? It makes me feel sad.
Really, does it? Because it's so beautiful?
Yeah.
Or is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound sad. I don't think it makes me feel sad. It makes me feel...
The beginning part makes me feel a little sad.
Yeah.
It makes me long for something.
Something smooth.
Something. Definitely.
This part?
Let's hit this. Yeah. This change right here. Beautiful little piece. And the Legacy Music Hour Annex.
All right. I'm going to, I played a board game track just before. I'm going to stay with that theme.
Okay.
And this is a shogi game. Shogi. This is, the board game Shogi.
No.
I think it's basically like...
Oh, is that the Japanese?
It's kind of a thing. It's sort of like that,
Shogi.
It's basically, I guess it's known as Japanese chess or something like that.
Oh, okay.
But it's, it's some sort of, it's a board game.
Okay.
There's pieces, there's a board. Okay, so this is a game called Ito Hatasu Rokudan no Shogi Dojo. Okay? And this is the title theme. This is music composed by Toshiyuki Takine. And this is a Super Famicom game.
Okay.
Only. It was a Japanese only release, that is. That's it. Here it is. Hatasu Rokudan no Shogi Dojo, and music composed by Toshiyuki Takine. This is a title theme.
Great track.
It's it's the Asiatic sound I really love how it, it's got a really good melody, and it really in the beginning, and then I really like the way it works up to that sort of that cool part at the end.
Right.
Here it comes right here. That part is awesome right there.
Oh, I like the... This is... What is the name of this track again?
You mean the game?
The game and the track.
It's a title theme.
For?
Ito Hatasu Rokudan no Shogi Dojo.
Yeah. I like the structure behind this. I don't know how you play this game, but I'm kind of curious.
It's a shogi game.
A shogi game.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Japanese chess.
Right.
I like in the beginning too. The melody is really good. It kind of, I don't know. It's just this is a really good track. I love this part right here. And this melody right here. That's good. That's good. It's a good melody.
But tell you what, it'd be a great training theme, training montage theme if I was in the dojo.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, this is like beginning stretches and stuff.
Right.
And then you start getting into it, right?
Oh, wait, this must be a board game where you're in the dojo. That's what it is. And you have to do some stretches in the dojo. Before.
I guess. Yeah, well, yeah. This is the part where you're fighting. I mean, not fighting, but training, you know, it seems, you know? And then here you take a deep breath right here. Coming up. Like you're fighting, you're sure. training. Breathe in, breathe out. Shh.
Back to the training.
Back to the stretching, actually.
Oh, stretching. Yeah. Right. Training is something else.
Well, that was, yeah. It's funny. You were rubbing your eyes just now. You could hear it on the microphone.
Oh, but I pulled away as well.
I know, but it's funny that you could hear it, though. I like that I could hear it.
What did it sound like?
It sounded like rubbing.
Oh, okay. It
sounded like you were stretching in a dojo.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I am moving on to From TV Animation Slam Dunk 2.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is a soundtrack that we heard from on the Valentine's episode,
mm-hmm.
the most recent one. It's a Super Famicom track. The full title is From TV Animation Slam Dunk 2, IH Yosen Kazenban. The composers are Shigemitsu Goto and Tsukezu Oyama. This is Staff Roll.
Oyama.
Staff Roll from TV Animation Slam Dunk 2 IH Yosen Kazenban. It's a good track.
Yeah. I was looking at gameplay footage from one of these Slam Dunk games. I forgot which one, but you know, I was looking through, and it seemed to me more cutscenes than gameplay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just the game was dominated by cutscenes.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a basketball game, you know, but there was just all this drama and all these cutscenes. It was like watching a TV show or something. You know? I mean, it was like watching some kind of TV animation. You know, like it looked like it was from some sort of TV animation situation. And, you know, yeah.
You know what game was like that? I think this was later, but Sherlock Holmes Consulting Detective. Oh, I think that game was all video.
Oh, is that a Sega CD or something?
Sega CD.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It seemed like it was all video, and I think every once in a while you'd open a door,
mm-hmm.
or you'd pick up a magnifying glass.
Well, actually, I think there was a Sega CD game that was... basically a movie that where you it's kind of a choose your own adventure kind of situation, you know,
right?
You basically decide where the movie's going to go, you know. All right, I'm going to move on to a Game Boy title. This is Garander Musashi RV. This is a fishing game based on a manga.
Okay.
And this is released only in Japan on Game Boy. I don't have a composer for this, but the company is Tosei. And and I just gotta say, I've said this already, but the music to this game is just too good to be true.
Okay.
It's the best. It's the crow in the background. I mean the rooster in the background.
Oh, right. The rooster here at the annex.
Yeah. There's a different kind of rooster here at the annex. Yeah.
Absolutely.
We're recording in the annex, if you couldn't tell. Anyway, yeah, the music to this game is just so good. It's just unbelievable. I mean, it's so sophisticated, you know? And this track, it's so hard to pick tracks from this because they're all good. But I think I'm going to go with track... I don't even know where this is, actually.
Okay.
So I don't know where this is in the game, but it's from Garender Musashi RV for the Game Boy. Musashi RV for the Game Boy Japan, and this is just an awesome track.
Beautiful.
It's just, there's so many voice, like cool voices doing crazy stuff, you know. And it starts out pretty simple too, you know. You just hear this sort of simple bass line, and then these other voices start coming in doing crazy things, you know.
It's like you just tossed a bunch of different things into a grinder.
Mm-hmm. A grinder, you mean?
Right.
A grinder Musashi RV.
Yes, exactly.
And, wait, did you think I was saying grinder at first?
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm saying Garander.
Oh, Garander.
Garander.
Oh, I thought you said grinder.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just, okay.
Oh, okay. I said makes no sense, but what you said makes sense.
Well, no, I mean, it makes sense in a different way.
Sure.
But no, Garander.
Oh, Garander.
Just Garander, like right. Grand. But this is such a cool track, yeah. I like this part right here. I love that ending part where the drums kind of pick up a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Listen how the beginning starts, too. Just simple, you know? Simple, right? And this voice comes in. And then, there's these other voices doing this crazy stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It really, really sounds like the electronic music artist, Max Tundra, big time. I mean, it so sounds like him, especially the end right here, actually. This is so Max Tundra right here. So Max Tundra right there. Anyway, really awesome track. This whole soundtrack is so good. Any opportunity I have to play this from this game, I want to take that opportunity.
Okay.
I'd like to propose a tose to Garender Musashi RV.
I think I will adopt that from now on.
What?
When I'm having a beverage, I will say, I'd like to propose a tose. Yes, good. I am going to go to Zan Yasha Mbukyoku.
Okay.
Do you know the composer of this?
Me?
Yes.
No, I don't know this game.
Do you know who composed Arcus Odyssey for the Genesis?
I've heard of that game.
Do you know who composed Sol Dis for the Genesis?
What?
Sol Dis.
I don't know that one.
Final Zone.
No, I never heard of her.
Okay, I'll give it away right here. El Viento.
Okay. Oh, Motoaki Sakuraba.
Boom.
Yeah. The Spanish man.
I don't know. The Spanish man.
Well, I don't know. He seems to use, and I can name some other of his credits too. He did Ernest Evans.
Yes.
And he also did Granada.
Granada.
Which is another, and he also worked on, what's it called? Tales of Fantasia for the Super Famicom. And he did a lot of stuff. He actually did so much stuff. We maybe should do a focus on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, he seems to have sometimes a Spanish influence in his music. You know, you hear like the hand clapping, flamenco style, and I don't know, there's some rhythms, but not all the time, but sometimes, you know. He also did Star Ocean, I think, for the Super Famicom.
I went through on Project 2612.
Yeah.
Last year, I just told myself, I'm going to listen to all the Z's.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There's not that many.
Yeah.
But this track, the soundtrack is on there because this game is one of them. Yeah. Zan Yasha Mbukyoku. Here's a track from composer Motoi Sakuraba. Zan Yasha Enbukyoku from Motoi Sakuraba.
There was indeed some Spanish influence there.
You called it. And lots of stereo.
Yeah, lots of stereo effects.
Stereo Sakuraba, they called him back in the good old days.
I call him Spanish Sakuraba.
Spanish Sakuraba. Spanish Stereo Sakuraba, the three S's.
Yeah, triple S, they call him.
Triple S. My favorite part of this track, besides the Spanish part here, turn this up. It's kind of a little bullfighter on a Sunday morning action going on.
But what's your favorite part?
The very end.
Oh, the very end. Well, I like how, I mean, I think it's kind of funny and cool how there's this, I don't know, there's this sort of like a boom, 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 boom kind of, as if it's sort of drums.
Tom, right, like tom-toms or something like that.
You hear that, yeah. But they're kind of light though, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Little piece.
All right. Up next, Roku Danashi Blues. We've heard from this game before. Roku Danashi Blues, Taiketsu Tokyo Shitenu. And that's the full title. This is based on a manga, boxing. It's about boxing.
Okay.
And this is. The composers on this are M2 and Kiyomoe. And this is a Super Famicom game, Japanese only release. We're going to hear Scenario Introduction from Roku Danashi Blues, Taiketsu Tokyo Shiteno. Roku Danashi Blues, Taiketsu Tokyo Shiteno for the Super Famicom. This is Scenario Introduction from composers M2 and Kiyomoe.
Good stuff.
I love this track.
Okay, I'm going to go back to 2011 when I was looking for some TurboGrafx 16 tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Winning Shot is a golf game.
Yeah.
I've been sitting on this track that just got buried.
You've been sitting on this golf ball.
Sitting on it. Sitting on it. And you know what it's time for right now?
What?
For
the Winning Shot.
Winning Shot.
Hey, look, this better be good. You know why?
Why?
Because the bar for golf games is really set high at this point in the podcast.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because, you know, just, I mean, just, you know, from the, in the course of the, we've done the podcast, we've discovered some really great golf music.
Right, right,
from
right.
games like Top Players Golf or, of course, Pebble Beach Golf
Pebble
Links.
Pebble Beach Golf
or
Links,
Arnold,
right.
Or Arnold Palmer. Or even Battle Golf Yui.
Or, right.
So, hey, this is, you know, this Winning Shot has a lot to live up to here.
The composer is unknown, but it is a Data East title.
Okay, hey, that's already working in its favor.
It's already promising, right? TurboGrafx 16, Winning Shot. Here we go. TurboGrafx 16.
This is a good track.
The golf streak lives on.
Yeah, it's I like that intro a lot too, huh? You know the intro?
Right.
It's all like this, like. This is good. Da-da-da, you know how it kind of da-da-da.
I believe this is a PC Engine game.
Uh-huh.
It's a Japanese only release.
Uh-huh.
But I like that, the way those, it's the same melody, but it's in stereo. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh, uh-huh. I like the bridge here.
Data East. I wish I knew who did that soundtrack.
Right. I mean, it probably was who you think it is.
You think it's the Bad Dudes?
It could be, yeah.
I would. Hey, it's a good track. Great track.
Yeah, it's good. It's a winning track.
There it is.
All right, so I'm going to move on to another board game, video game, that we've heard from before. Asa Meshime Nyanko. This is it's basically like Othello, but it's with cats. It's a cat-themed Othello type of game.
More of a Meowthello.
Meowthello. Othello. Although, isn't Othello is basically Go, the game Go, right?
Or I don't know. I've never played either of them.
Or Ego. Ego, I think it's called. Anyways, yeah, so it's... and it has cat fights in it as well.
Okay.
So this is a Super Famicom game, Japanese only. The composers are Eiji Hirasawa and Toyokazu Nakaishi. And we're going to hear Turtle Island. This is Asameshime Nyanko for the Super Famicom, music by Eiji Hirasawa and Toyokazu Nakaishi. This is Turtle Island.
Yeah, good choice.
I love it when it, this, the second part right here, when it speeds up. This is really good right here. I love that. Did you, that sort of higher sort of note striking kind of thing, you know,
right.
Sort of, I don't know. Yeah, and the beginning of this, you really hear that the bass has this kind of fun sort of synthy sound to it too, you know. Fun track,
no doubt.
Like when it goes to that fast part, it makes you want to almost start dancing or something, you know what I mean? It's just like, you know, it's good. It's really good. Like the bass is like dun 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 dun. Kind of the bass kind of mimics the melody a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, okay,
it's good.
I'm going to go with Mamono Hunter Yoku, Dai 7 no Keisho, Sega Genesis, Scene 2, Volcano. That sounded like the volcano erupted.
Yeah,
what was
it? Yeah, it did. It was, I think it was a refrigerator. Oh, yeah, refrigerator. It was the opposite, actually.
Yeah, right. Yoku Dai 7 no Keisho, aka Devil Hunter Yoko the Seven Bells. And there is Scene 2 Volcano from composer Keiichi Yamamoto. Nice track that just takes a different turn. It's a little dramatic at the very end.
Yeah, definitely.
Here we go. Turn this up.
What?
Did you hear the seven bells?
The seven bells?
Did you hear them?
Uh-huh.
It's part of the title.
It's what?
It's part of the title.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's got some moods to it.
Right. It's a moody track.
Yeah.
My moody hunter.
Okay, Earth Defense Force. We've heard from this before. EDF, sometimes is known as EDF. This is for the Super Nintendo, and I think it was an arcade game originally. So this is composed by Tsukasa Tawada, or Tsukasa Tawada. That's how you maybe stress it better that way. And but arranged for the Super Nintendo by Yasuhiko Zepp Takashiba. So Zepp is his nickname.
Okay.
Kind of like Hip, like Hirokazu Hip Tanaka. It's Yasuhiko Zepp Takashiba. So we're going to hear Midnight Intercept from Earth Defense Force for the Super Nintendo. Defense Force. Music composed by Tsukasa Tawada, or Tsukasa Tawada, and arranged by Yasuhiko Zepp Takashiba for the Super Nintendo. This is Midnight Intercept. Good track. Good funky bass.
Okay. Kind of
slap bass situation. But I love the breakdown at the end. That's my favorite, though. And then at the very, very end, I love the sort of Pilot Wings-esque elevator kind of turnaround at the end, you know? It's so good. So check this part. This part's my favorite. I love this part. It's kind of an elevator-esque kind of turnaround, but also there's a little bass solo at the very end too, you know, there's a little bass, you know, mini solo, you know, and just it's just really good. What a great way to sort of turn around to the beginning of the loop again, you know. it's tight. Yeah.
I like the intensity on your face right now. It's something I wish
it's tight.
I could take a picture of.
It's a tight intensity.
Yeah, right.
That's the force in my face. Earth defense face. All right. Anyway. I love that part. It's so good.
Sega Genesis. I've had quite a few Sega Genesis tracks. I think I've been neglecting Sega Genesis in my selections in the last few episodes.
Oh, have you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So now I have here for you The Ooze.
Okay.
Ooze. Mm-hmm. This is from composer Howard Drossin. Mm-hmm. And as you know, he composed Comic Zone.
Right.
And I can hear some of the influence in a lot of the tracks. They're very comic zony. Mm-hmm. But this track is straight up oozy. It's Genetics Lab Part 1 and 2 from the game The Ooze, Sega Genesis. Have you ever seen The Wild One?
With Marlon Brando?
Right.
Yeah, I've seen it, yeah.
Do you remember when he says when that guy is at the bar and he's trying to teach the old man how to high five and shake hands?
Oh, no, I don't remember that.
He goes, give me some skin. Give me some skin.
I don't remember that.
And then they touch hands. And then he says, now ooze it out. Ooze it out.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, and then their hands just slowly go out.
Oh, that's funny. I watch that
movie at least once a month.
Oh, do you really? I probably haven't seen it in at least 10 years. I mean, probably.
Ooze it out. Just ooze.
That's funny. That's really funny.
You hear the Comic Zone?
It totally sounds like Comic Zone.
Yeah, no doubt.
And actually, you know, the guy who ripped this soundtrack, and you know, his name is DJ Squarewave, or he goes by DJ Squarewave.
Right.
He, you know, he puts notes into his rips, you know?
Yeah.
And he himself even said this complements Comic Zone very nicely.
Right.
Because, yeah.
It takes a classical turn.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. Not this part, but before that. But I like this track very much.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, it's.
You know, this is for the Genetics Lab Part 1 and 2.
Yeah,
it does have a mad scientist lab.
Oh, you think so?
Kind of vibe to it. Uh-huh. This sounds classical to me.
The part before that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just ooze it down.
For a full track listing of this episode, including our closing track, which we haven't heard yet, check out legacymusichour.com, and you can email us at legacy, or you can comment on the page, or you can comment at Nerdist or wherever. You can also send questions and comments to legacymusichour@gmail.com.
You can also give us a ring, 281-SONIC-91. Send us a text as well.
Or leave a voice message.
Leave a voice message. Maybe we should update that voice message one of these days.
Why?
You like the elevator?
Yeah, thing I love it.
Okay, hey.
What would you change it to?
No, I'm fine with it. I just don't know if maybe you wanted to update it.
I like it.
Okay, let's stick with that.
Yeah. I'm old-fashioned.
We're on TuneIn, Stitcher. So if this is your first time checking it out and you're thinking of what other ways there are to subscribe or listen to us, listen to us on your mobile device, TuneIn Radio.
Write a review on iTunes or give us a rating.
Right.
I mean, a good one.
Or, and you know what? Hey.
Be fair. Be fair about it.
Yelp us. Give us a good rating on Yelp.
Yeah. Put us on Yelp, yeah. And then if you want to vote for your favorite three tracks, you can send an email to legacymusichour@gmail.com. In the subject, put episode 121 poll, and you list your top three favorite tracks. The order in which you put it will factor into how many points that gets when it's getting tallied up and the track gets. And then you have about a week. You have until Tuesday, the following Tuesday at 11:59 p.m. And then we'll post it on Facebook a couple days later, the day later.
That's right.
So, and you can, check us out on Facebook as well or whatever. Okay, so next week's episode is going to be Mahjong
yes.
games. So, and there's a ton of them, a lot. There's a lot of Mahjong games. So,
right.
Anyway, check out that. Okay.
All right. To close things out, I have a Tecmo title. They didn't develop this, but they published it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the composer is Sugito Miyashiro. The name of the game, Captain Tsubasa 4, Prono Rival Tachi,
mm-hmm.
which I believe is some kind of soccer game.
Yeah.
And as I always like to say, Tsubasa is Mibasa.
Right.
Or Mibasa is Tsubasa.
Your boss is my boss.
Right.
Like we both have the same boss.
Exactly.
Who is Captain Tsukasa. Or Tsubasa, whatever. but also, this is based on a manga, by the way. Captain Tsubasa.
I wonder if, when did we do that manga episode? Was that in 2011?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's how long I've been sitting on this track.
No. 2011? No. We did the manga episode, I think it was episode 98 or something like that. I was thinking it was still 2012 when you asked that.
Oh.
But no, it was in 2012, definitely.
Oh, okay.
It was, I think episode 97 or something like that was the manga episode.
Well, this is in my list of tracks from 2011.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that finally we'll see the light of day. Captain Tsubasa 4, Prono Rival Tachi. This is Champions.
All right. My name is Brent Weinbach.
My name is Rob F. Switch.
The name of the program is the Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.